from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not going to lie, I made it a little bit more difficult than it needed to at the end. I'm not going to say the whole entire time, but for about the past month, I think we were pretty good.
Brandon Ayuk. For about a month, we were pretty good. He knew he was staying. That might be a slight bit of a stretch, but that's what he sounds like to me. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, week one. Thursday night, Baltimore, Kansas City. Friday night, Peacock alert, Green Bay, Philadelphia from Brazil.
Don't leave your hotel.
I know. Where are we going? To watch Peacock.
I'm working on a plan.
Yeah?
I've got a friend.
Is it Ross?
It is not Ross. I do not have plans with Ross. But that Thursday night thing he's doing at Danny South is definitely on my radar. But the fact that Friday I know is going to be a night out. Already, because I definitely want to go watch the game. It's only the second game of the new season, and I've not thrown myself on the Peacock subscription. I don't intend to, so I'm going somewhere.
Did you see Gotham Sports last week?
I did not see.
Oh, I mentioned this once. I had plans to get sort of to sit with it for a while on the show, but never ended up doing that. Yankees, Rangers, Sabres. Who else would it be? MSG and yes. Nets, Knicks.
Wow, okay.
All the teams that are on yes or okay. MSG. Uh-huh. It's going to be Gotham Sports. One chant, one stream. It was super expensive to be able to watch those teams.
Uh-huh.
How about us in that too? Like, oh, great. I've got to watch the Knicks. I'm paying for the Knicks and the Yankees if I want the Sabres.
It's bad enough that I got to live with the Knicks commercials during the hockey
games. It is bad enough.
Come on.
It's completely wrong.
Yep.
But there's going to be this new service, just what we all wanted and needed.
Uh-huh.
And I believe I read that if you are already like a cable subscriber where you would get MSG and or yes another way, then you would not need this. Like you would not...
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need it. But if you weren't, you didn't get, like, you have the one service because of the Sabres.
That's right.
So you don't have that, say, and this would be a way in, but it's just going to, I don't remember the numbers.
Yeah.
30 bucks a month?
I don't want
something like that? 40 bucks a month?
I mean, what that's going to, no, because I'm still going to need to find my way to all the other stuff. So I'm trying, yeah, that's right. Like, the idea here was to cut the cost down. But, yeah, if they're launching a new streaming venture themselves, I hope they don't do this, but I'd be stunned if they didn't pull MSG off of the streaming service that I'm getting it on, right? How do you sell your new thing? You deprive me of it on the thing I'm already paying for it on. I mean, they would know that it's the only reason I have that. I mean, I do need the other, you know, the ESPNs and all that stuff. Because when stuff is on, like the ESPN main channel, like the ESPN Plus app is great for, like, you know, Major League Baseball and some college golf. Football and golf, like golf early in the morning before it gets to even Golf Channel. Like, great. That's awesome. But if something is on their main channel, you got to enter subscription information to get it on the app. Like, it won't just be there. So in other words, if I can watch it on Fubo, which is about $100 a month, by the way, now, it was such a bargain when I signed up, but it's $100 a month. When I started with that, you know, it's like, oh, great, I got everything. But ESPN, like, you're going to get you're going to get it on Fubo, not on the app, unless I enter my Fubo information into the ESPN app, and that's stupid. Why would I ever do that? I'll just go watch it on Fubo. But if I don't have that information, I'm not getting the stuff that's on the main ESPN channel. You know what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So I don't know what I would do. That would be a real – because if I – I'm still going to want a regular streamer for ESPN and Fox and the NFL, all that stuff. It goes to $30 a month just for the hockey. Oh, my God.
It feels – this is really – maybe it's a cop-out, but it just feels so much this way about so many things in the world not worth complaining about. Like, it just doesn't feel good. It feels like you're behind the times. It feels like you have no chance. I mean, even the idea – where does it – how does it trend? It trends toward – and we're already well into this trend. The teams are the ones broadcasting themselves. Like, it's their website. It's their app. It's their broadcast and their broadcasters. They pay them. It's 100% of it is what they want you to know and think, mm-hmm. which is like right there. That's offensive because the whole idea is why I wanted to get into sports casting is to not be beholden to that right. and just be able to call a game or talk about a game and do so honestly. But necessarily, team broadcasts, team shows, all of that stuff.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's not, it can't be that. It might be mostly that. It's not a personal attack on anybody doing it. It's just, it can't be that. It is the team's message. And what they don't want you to know, you will not find out. So that's already so, we're already so far in that mm-hmm. direction. Yes is already that when it comes to the Yankees. The Sabres broadcast, I mean,
sure.
This is just always how it is. So now they take that one step further or two or three, and why don't you just pay us directly for our games and our messaging and our everything? Mm-hmm. Why don't you just do that? Like, why? That seems to be the team's incentive. Well, it's, you know, isn't this better? If they can make the dollars work, and I don't know that side of things, but that's always where we're, every step is toward that, and it's just wrong. It's just wrong. They're ESPN or any other network, Nance and Romo, you still can tend to feel, depending on your attitude about this, like you're not getting everything. You're just getting, you know, they talk to coaches and they'll spin that stuff the right way to maybe not, you know, make them look bad, of course. All that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that you should be out there trying to make people look bad. I just want real. And every one of these steps in this business, in that business, if not this business, is a step away from that.
Right. Toward it being more of a promotional arm.
It's
for
all
the teams
an ad.
And the leagues. That's exactly
it's
what it
all
is.
An ad.
Right.
You're not it's this is where I get hot because it's not exactly the same point, but does anybody notice, you've heard me say it, does anybody ever stop and think about and notice that you don't get called a season ticket holder anymore? The Bills and the Sabres do not use the term season ticket holder. You're a member. It's not yours. It's mine. It's not your ticket. It's theirs. So you can be a member in our club and sit in our seats under our rules, and there's a whole bunch of fine print to tell you what you can't say or do. Mm. You can be a member, you know, PSLs, right? I mean, just everything is... this is theirs, and so gradually, or not that gradually, actually, in some respects, you know, a move away from what it always was meant to be, whether it's in terms of the product itself or the broadcasts themselves or anything. And it's just, I don't know, like, I kind of hate all that, but know that I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And I know that it's so much a part of my personal and professional life. And so what is the bottom line? You just feel pissed all the time about it. Like, it's just another thing. This is how politics are for people. This government, there's so many, their workplace, your workplace. There's so many things like this where it's not really about, you know, doing the best job. Just sort of, it's just so top heavy. And that kind of power and control in all these different areas is just going to shape the message. And it's all, to me, very depressing.
Yep. I mean, I endorse every word of that. And furthermore, I'll just add that it's part of the reason I think shows that present as not exactly that, right? The quarterback thing on Netflix, Hard Knocks, right? All the content that Pagula Sports Entertainment put out on the Bills or the Sabres. It's behind the scenes, and you feel like, and I feel like maybe this Giants version of the offseason Hard Knocks that just came and went here this summer was maybe the best example of like that. You're getting some you're getting stuff that made some people uncomfortable, certainly maybe specifically Daniel Jones and his bosses, maybe because of how that was all presented. And that seems like almost groundbreaking now because there's so little else that's critical at all and objective about any of it. That even stuff that you know, I mean, you know, Manning is working with the league. His production company makes these series, the quarterback series and the receiver series that has followed it. You know they're not going to just nail people. But even just like I think so starving, some of us anyway, I'm in this camp, for any morsel of something Truth. That isn't just already just completely cleansed of any character or nuance or anything, that passes as journalism, and it's absolutely not. I mean, it's a message that they want you to get about everyone, the people, the teams, the leagues, all of it. Yeah, I mean, we're completely, I'm definitely turning into old man yelling at clouds at this point. But
never going back.
It's just the bell has been rung so many times, you wouldn't even know how to begin to unring it.
Well, week one, here we go, week right? one. I'm watching every minute of these football games. Don't get me wrong. Paul Hamilton coming up in 20 minutes here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.